This is the Let's Pretend story of King Midas. Hello, pretenders.
Hello, little
kid. Let's see now. Everybody here is all ready and waiting for a story. And this time, our story is a wonderful old legend, which Nathaniel Hawthorne made famous, King Midas and the Golden Touch. But first, how shall we travel to Let's Pretend and the kingdom of King Midas?
It's Emily's turn today to say how we go.
I've always wanted to go someplace on a merry-go-round. The trouble is, they just go round.
Well, let's get us a magical merry-go-round that not only goes round, but winds up at Let's Pretend. Magical Engineers, a great, splendid merry-go-round with dozens of horses, please. One, two, three.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Use your favorite horse. And here we go.
Once upon a time, there lived a very rich king whose name was Midas. He had a little daughter whom he named Marigold, and he'd chosen this name especially because it had gold in it. And gold was the thing he liked best in all the world, next to the little princess herself. The royal treasure room was filled almost to overflowing, but King Midas was always trying to figure out ways to get even more gold. Right now, he's talking to his Lord Chamberlain, Cathalan.
War. That's one way to get gold, Catalan. But if I declared war on some country or other, some of my soldiers would be bound to be killed.
That's right, sire. Of course, there are plenty of kings who wouldn't let that stop
me. I'm too soft-hearted, that's all. Let me think. Taxes. There's another way to get gold. Why don't I declare a whole long list of taxes, Catalan?
Because you have a heart of gold, Your Majesty. You don't want your subjects to suffer.
Heart of gold? And what good does that do me? Can I put that in my treasure room? Weigh it? Feel it in my hand?
Well, no, sire, but...
And that alchemist, Professor Messer, is he making any progress at all in turning brass into gold?
Well, he's certainly trying, Your Majesty. Day in, day out, he works with those chemicals and potions. So far, of course, there's been nothing but explosions.
Oh, how true. We could almost set the palace clocks by those explosions. You don't suppose that today he could have really hurt himself?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. That was just a
slight miscalculation. I know, Professor Messer, I know. And it's all right so long as you're not hurt.
Oh, no, no, Your Majesty.
And I take it you're no farther towards finding a magic formula for making gold than you were yesterday or a year ago yesterday.
Oh, remember, sire, we seek to unlock the riddle that has baffled mankind for centuries. We can't hope to find the answer in an hour, a day, or a year, even.
Can we hope to find it in a lifetime, even? That's what I'm beginning to wonder.
And if we don't, sire, the search is what counts.
The search is not what counts. It's the gold that counts. The gold! The gold! Oh, why is it so difficult? Why must one collect gold so slowly, so painfully?
I'll go back to my tables at once, sire, and see if I can't find this morning's mistake. Have faith, excuse me.
Good morning, Professor Messer. Goodness, you look worried.
Oh, yes. It's the gold, that's what counts.
Merry gold. Come in, little daughter.
You're not too busy right now, Father?
Never too busy for a good morning kiss from my little Marigold. How are you this morning, darling?
Oh, I'm fine, Father. And look, I brought you a present from the garden. Buttercups and daffodils. Aren't they pretty?
Very pretty, little one. Just color of gold. And just think, if they really were gold. Ah, then that would really be a bouquet worth picking.
Oh, Father, no, don't say that. They wouldn't be nearly so nice if they were gold.
Not nice? Why, they'd be worth a small fortune. Just this bouquet would be worth a king's ransom.
But, Father, you don't need to be ransomed from anybody, so what use is more gold?
What use? Child, you talk of things you don't understand. Come, kiss me goodbye and run along and play.
Father, couldn't you come out to the garden with me for a while?
Out in... Heavens, no, Marigold. It's time now for me to go to the treasure room with Catalan here.
Oh, Father, every day you go down into those dark, cold vaults. Why do you have to go every day?
I have to count my gold, little daughter. Oh, don't look so forlorn. It's for you I'm collecting it, so you'll always have everything you want.
I have everything I want right now, except to see you more often.
Well, just wait, Marigold. When I've finally collected enough, then we'll be together all the time.
Well, all right. It just seems like you'll never have enough. Goodbye, Father. Goodbye, Catalan.
Goodbye, little princess. Begging your pardon, sire, but your daughter is really a very intelligent child.
What? You don't have to beg my pardon to say that, Catalan. What do you mean?
I only mean you do have a great store of gold. Surely you don't need more. That is to say...
Are you against me too, Lord Chamberlain? Is everyone against me? You, the alchemist? Doesn't anybody but me really care that we have enough gold?
Yes, of course, Your Majesty.
Well, then...
I'm sorry.
Come along to the underground vaults and help me count what's there already.
$10,015 golden bowls.
10,015. And how many bags of gold did you say, Catalan?
2 million, sir.
2 million. That is a goodly number. Most men would call me wealthy indeed at this very moment.
They would indeed, sire.
But it's not enough, not enough. Have you added up those tallies, Catalan?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty, but I can't see the figures here in the vault. If you would allow me to bring in a torch.
No! I've told you before, Catalan. I like this room to be lighted just as it is. That single beam of sunshine coming in from that small opening in the ceiling looks like a shaft of pure gold.
Yes, Your Majesty. Perhaps if I stood in that corner, I could see to air.
No. You may take the tally sheets into the next room, Catalan. Come back in with them as soon as you have the total.
Yes, sire.
Golden bowls. Bars of gold. Gold in bags and gold in boxes. But it's not enough. It's hardly a handful compared to what I might have. Oh, I want all the gold in the world. All of it! What was that? It seemed to come from that corner where the sunbeam falls, but...
Greetings, King Midas.
Gold, face above, a figure in the sunbeam there. Is it a dream?
No, King Midas, it is not a dream. I am Aurum.
Aurum?
The spirit of gold, my king.
The spirit of gold? No wonder your whole appearance has such golden radiance about it. Why have you come to me?
Heart and soul, you have concentrated on me, King Midas. And there are few rooms this size on earth that contain so much wealth.
Well, that may be. But after all, when you consider that it has taken me my whole life to get it together, it's really only a trifle.
You are not satisfied, King Midas?
Alas, far from it.
And pray, what would satisfy you, my king? Think well, perhaps I might help you.
You would? Oh, what shall I ask for? How shall I make the wish really worthwhile? That I find a gold mine? That the alchemist... No, I have it. The very thing.
Well then?
Aurum, spirit of gold, I am weary of collecting gold with so much effort and pain and toil. I wish everything that I touch to be changed into gold.
The golden touch. You deserve some credit, my friend, for a shrewd idea indeed. But are you quite sure this will make you happy?
How could it fail?
You're sure you'll never regret it?
How could I?
Very well. Be it as you wish, then. Tomorrow, with the first rays of the rising sun, you will find yourself gifted with the Golden Cup. Farewell.
Gone. A moment ago, he stood there and spoke. Now he's gone. But is it true what he promised? Tomorrow at sunrise, will I have the Golden Touch? Oh, dear. Oh, I wish that for just one morning that rooster wouldn't... Morning! Today's the day! Landis! Oh, Landis! Confound that valet! Never around when you want him! Landis!
Sir, is something wrong?
What do you mean, is something wrong? And why aren't you properly dressed?
Sire, it isn't even daylight yet. The sun...
Never mind! Get out of my way! Let me touch something!
Why touch something? I'm afraid I don't...
Let me see. The bell cord. Those tassels would look very fine if they were gold. Huh? Nothing happens.
Sire, if you want the maid, it takes her a moment, you know.
The maid? Why should I want the maid?
But you rang the bell, sire.
Yes, Your Majesty, what is it?
It's no good. It didn't work.
Why, yes, sire. The bell worked perfectly, and I came as soon as I could. What's happened?
Nothing has happened. That's what? What's the matter with you two? Why are you standing there staring at me as though I'd lost my mind?
Sire, you've never been up so early before, for one thing.
Why, the sun isn't even up yet, Your Majesty.
The sun isn't... Ah, with the first rays of the rising sun, he said. It's dawn, but the sun hasn't yet come over the horizon. That's all.
Yes, sir.
Well, get along now. Go on. It was a mistake. I don't need anything right now. Go along.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You, Landers, fix the shaving thing. Pour the water. I'll shave myself.
Yes, sire. Here you are, sire. I can shave you if you wish me to.
No. Keep myself occupied while I'm shaving. Any sign of the sun yet, Landers?
It's just barely visible at the horizon, the merest rim.
Soon, I'll know very soon. By Juno, Hera, and Mercury, it happened. The water turned to gold at my touch. Landers, look, the water's turned to gold.
I beg your pardon.
Hallelujah, the china pitcher, quickly. Hurrah! Now it's a gold pitcher! Now I'll try the bell cord and the velvet tassels. Now it's a gold bell cord and gold tassels.
Great heavens, what's happening here?
Can't you see what's happening? My clothes, Landers, bring them to me quickly.
Well, yes, of course, sire. Your fresh linen shirt, sire.
And my linen shirt is soft, spun gold. My trousers, hurry.
Sire, your gray satin trousers.
And satin pants to gold, too. Now my boots.
Your leather boots, sire.
And they're gold.
Gold? Real gold, sire?
Real gold, of course it's real. It is. Yes, of course it must be. It's bound. The alchemist, Professor Messer, he'd know. He could test it in a second. This boot. I'll take him this boot.
But, Your Majesty, you've only one boot on.
Never mind. I've got to take this other one to the alchemist. And then, if it is real, wait till Marigold sees what I can do.
Sire.
The draperies turn to gold. As I touch them, the draperies are gold. Oh, Professor, Marigold.
Professor, stop
what you're doing at once and look. Look at this boot.
Your Majesty, just one moment. Don't come in just now.
Is it real gold? That's all I want to know.
Oh, Your Majesty, that flying glass. Cover your eyes. Run, run.
Oh,
I can't look. Are you cut, Your Majesty? Are you hurt?
Cut? Hurt? No, I should be. The glass flew right at me when your experiment exploded. But look, Professor, look at those broken pieces of your glass vessels now. Look at them on the floor.
Look? But that's gold. It's bits and pieces of gold all over the floor.
Every piece of glass that flew out and hit me is gold.
Gold? It worked. I've done it. I found the magic formula that alchemists have been striving for centuries. I found it.
What? No. Now, wait a minute, Professor.
Yes. Wait a minute. What did I put in the glass vessel today that was different? How did I do it? Oh, my. What did I do?
Listen to me a minute. You didn't. I did. I'm responsible for that glass changing to gold.
What? Oh, yes, I know, Your Majesty, yes. You've supported me all these years. You made the discovery possible. Oh, what did I put in the mixture?
You don't understand. That gold on the floor has nothing to do with your experiment. I did it with my golden touch.
Your golden what?
Yes, and it has alchemy beat all hollow. Aurum granted my wish. Anything I touch becomes gold. I just want to know, is it really pure gold? That stuff on the floor, Professor. It's not just some sort of metal that looks like gold, is it? Pick up a piece. Tell me.
You're all right, but I don't. Yes, of course, it's real gold, Your Majesty, but...
Test it, scratch it, do whatever you do.
Well, I don't have to. I can tell. It's as pure and fine as gold can be. Gold without any alloy. But I...
You don't believe I did it? Well, just look. I'll pick up this wooden stool and set it down again. Pure gold. I have only to touch anything, and it's gold.
Your Majesty, I never in my life.
No, nor in anybody's. It's the golden touch, Professor Messer.
You have only to touch things and they're transformed. And I've been working for years. What will I do now? I've been working to change brass into gold my whole life. What will I do now?
That I don't know, Professor. But I know what I am going to do. I'm going to find Marigold and show her. Perhaps she's out in the garden.
My whole career is finished. What do I do from now on?
Marigold! Marigold!
Breakfast is all ready. But where is His Majesty? What is going on this morning?
Look. Come here, Leandra. Look out the window and see him for yourself.
Out the window?
He's out in the garden now.
Racing from flower to flower, touching each one.
And laughing like an insane man.
What got into him this morning, Landon?
It's beyond believing. If I hadn't seen his clothes changing into gold before my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it.
What?
Here he comes now. You'll see for yourself.
Marigold! Is she in here, Landers?
No, Your Majesty. I think she just went out into the East Garden.
And I just came from there. Just missed her.
Shall I go fetch her?
Well, no. She's sure to be along for breakfast very soon, and I'm starving. Bring on the eggs, Leandra.
Yes, Your Majesty, at once.
And while you're waiting, Your Majesty, you told me to remind you to sign this document first thing this morning.
Document? Oh, that court order. Of course. Hand it here, Landers, and my spectacles, too.
Yes, sir. And here are your spectacles.
Yes. What's wrong here? Can't see a thing. They just need cleaning.
No, sire. I'm afraid that wouldn't help. They appear to be solid gold now.
Yes, so they do. Well, spectacles of gold aren't really much good to see through, are they?
I boiled your eggs this morning, Your Majesty. Is that all right?
Yes, fine. Here, I'll open them myself. Oh!
Oh, Your Majesty, what happened?
I burned my fingers to the bone on that hunk of molten metal. That's what. What do you mean, Leandra, bringing me a chunk of...
Leandra, what did you bring instead of an egg? What will...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault, Leandra.
Oh, don't you, Your Majesty.
I did it. I turned that egg into gold. But what am I going to eat? I'm hungry. Will every bite of food turn into gold before I can... What's that?
It's the little princess, sire.
Marigold, darling, what is it?
Oh, Father, a dreadful thing has happened. My garden, my beautiful garden is ruined. Something awful has happened to every flower.
Marigold, please, darling. Oh, I can't bear to see you so unhappy. Come here to your father, dear. Let me kiss the tears away.
Oh, Father, change them back.
Now, darling, now, a kiss. Marigold! Oh, Marigold! Oh, gods above us, what have I done? My little girl, my daughter, has turned to gold as I kissed her. Turned to cold, unresponding gold. I shall be in here by the altar all afternoon, Landers. Please see that I am not disturbed.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, ye great ones on Olympus, heed my prayer. On my knees, I beseech ye, restore my little girl. Aurum, do you hear? Well, Midas, Aurum, you came. Oh, Aurum, spirit of gold, help me. Which King Midas? King Midas with the golden touch? How can you need help? The golden touch has cost me everything that was really worthwhile.
Then you have made a discovery.
Oh, I have learned too well and too late.
Let me see. Which of these two things do you think is worth more? The golden touch or one cup of cold, clear water?
Water, blessed water!
The golden touch. Or a crust of bread.
A piece of bread is worth all the gold on earth.
The golden touch. Or your little daughter. Warm, soft, and loving as she was this very morning.
Oh, my blessed child. Restore her to me. Help me, Aurum. Have pity. Help me.
Very well, then. Go then to the river that glides past the bottom of your garden. Plunge into it. Take with you a vase and fill it with the river water. If your vow is true, if you have really cleansed your soul of greed for gold, you will be able to undo this tragedy.
And bring Marigold back to life?
Sprinkle the water over her, and she will be restored.
And she will forgive me.
If you are honest within yourself, she will have no memory of what has happened.
Aurum, from my heart, I thank you.
But the transformation depends on your own soul's honesty. Farewell.
Landers? Oh, and you too, Leandra. See to it, whatever happens in the next few moments, you keep it to yourselves. I ask this not as your king, but as a father who loves his child. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Majesty. Yes.
Thank you. And now, spirit of gold, Aurum, if honesty is the test, my child will be restored.
Oh, Father. Oh, whatever in the world are you doing? You mustn't play such jokes on me, dear Father. Flashed my new dress, and I just put it on this morning.
Oh, thank heaven!
Is there some something wrong, Father?
Not now, my darling, not now. And forgive me for spoiling the dress, but we'll get another one. Lots of them. We'll play like today is your birthday and have a real celebration. How's that?
Oh, how lovely. What shall we do first?
Well, first, we can take this vase of water and go sprinkle all the flowers in the garden. We'll change them back from golden flowers to the soft, sweet-smelling flowers you love.
Oh, Father, how wonderful.
Then we shall order the carriage and drive through the streets, and you shall throw gold pieces from my treasure room to everyone you see.
Father, really? Oh, we've never done anything like that before.
No, but we will from now on. Landers, will you order the carriage?
Certainly, sire. Anything for our little princess. She's worth her weight in gold.
What did you say?
I only said she's worth her weight in... Oh!
Father, you threw a plate at Landers. You need a yen. What's the matter with you?
Well, somehow I just don't like that expression anymore. Worth her weight in gold.
Your Majesty, here you are. What am I going to do now that you can turn anything to gold with a touch?
Professor Messer, I'm happy to tell you I have lost my golden touch, and you can now resume your search for a way to turn brass into gold.
Really?
And you have my permission to spend the rest of your life looking in vain.